Despite all the innovation, we're having technical difficulties this morning. Thank you all for getting up early and coming. Hopefully this is going to work. So I'm Zaria Rubin. I'm a physician and I'm the director of research at LanguageMate, which is a small privately owned company right in the heart of Manhattan in New York City. And I'm going to present on some research we did on a pilot study using an animated television program to educate on oral health knowledge and language in linguistically isolated populations. I do have the following disclosure to make in that I am employed by LanguageMate as the director of research. And the study was also funded by an NIH SBIR grant. So who are we at LanguageMate? Well, we're a private company, and we're exclusively funded by NIH SBIR grants. And we've had 10 grants since 2002, all with the same mission, and that is to bridge the language gap in healthcare. So why is language important to us and to everyone? In the United States, 1 in 5 children is an immigrant or was born to immigrant parents. And in terms of the language issue, over 44 million people speak a language other than English at home. And in 5 states, that's greater than 10% of the population, which includes California and New York, Texas, Hawaii, and New Mexico. And of the 19 million individuals who are designated as having limited English proficiency, 2.4 million of those are school-aged children. So while a lot of attention has been devoted to the language gap that exists within healthcare between limited English proficiency patients and their English-speaking providers, little attention has been devoted to the other language gap, which is a pervasive and often unrecognized language barrier that occurs daily in over 12 million U.S. households. And what I'm talking about is the language barrier between immigrant parents and their English-dominant children. As children of immigrant families enter school, what happens is they rapidly gain proficiency in English while experiencing attrition of their heritage language, and their parents, conversely, don't acquire many new English language skills due to isolation and lack of exposure to educational resources. This often leads to adverse health outcomes for both children and adults in that it hinders young children's ability to communicate with their parents when they're sick. And unfortunately, children are often relied upon inappropriately as interpreters for family members during medical visits, a task for which they are linguistically and psychologically ill-prepared. So in order to address this issue, in 2006-2007, we had a phase one grant to develop a pilot that was an innovative television program with the aim to bridge the intergenerational language gap, improve the health status of all members of an immigrant household with a focus on health knowledge, language acquisition, and intergenerational communication. The format was a 15-minute animated pilot episode in English and Mandarin Chinese, with the topic being pediatric dental health. The pilot tells the story of a 6-year-old named May who loses her baby tooth while playing in the park. She travels to Dental World, where she meets such characters as Dr. Sparkle, Mr. Sweet, and other friendly teeth. And along the way, she learned the importance of regular dental visits and proper dental hygiene. We tested the pilot on monolingual Mandarin-speaking parents and their bilingual children who were aged 4 to 8. We also showed the pilot episode to monolingual English-speaking non-Mandarin children for appeal, and also solicited feedback from 24 school teachers and 11 healthcare providers in terms of the program's potential educational value. In terms of our methodology for our test group, we administered baseline testing for linguistic and health knowledge in both written and oral form, written and oral for the parents, oral only for the children. Then subjects were shown the episode and responded to the same questions that they were administered at baseline. We then gave the families a copy of the DVD to take home and encouraged them to co-view it as a family over a 14-day period. They then returned to our offices for repeat baseline testing. This is just a schematic of the testing protocol for the pretest, post-test, and retention tests for the children and parents. In terms of our results, we were very excited that the feasibility of using a television program to encourage and improve parent-child health communication was demonstrated unequivocally based on both measures of efficacy and appeal. This is just a figure illustrating our results. You can see that we looked at health knowledge in the orange and yellow and linguistic knowledge in the blue over here, and it's separated into the scores for children and parents. And the first bar is the pre-test score, the post-test score, and the retention test score. So you can see there was really nice orientation of these bars. We analyzed the results using a two-tailed t-test, and both the parents and the children achieved statistically significant gains in both health knowledge and linguistic knowledge when we compared the post and retention tests to the pre-test. This is just a figure illustrating the p-values for these tests. In terms of qualitative analysis, it was obtained via questionnaire and discussion groups. We found that the children rated the cartoon with very high appeal ratings, and many of them, nearly 100% of the children, said they would watch it again. And interestingly, we weren't sure how parents would respond to a television program for children, but 97% of parents said they would watch the program again, and 86% said that because of the program, they would now be much more likely to schedule a dental appointment for their children. I'm not sure if this video clip is going to work. We've been having some technical difficulties. So I'm going to... Here is a clip from our pilot, so enjoy. That's Dr. Sparkle. This was the tooth she was trying to help. Now I have to get back to my presentation, which should be challenging. Let's see. Oh, all right. Oh, now it's working. Wow. How interesting. Okay, so as a result of making this pilot episode and testing it and acquiring the results, we were able to make a number of very interesting key observations. The first was that children were able to learn from anthropomorphic characters, both in terms of identifying positive and negative role models, and they also were able to positively identify with healthcare providers, such as dentists, which are often scary. Another interesting finding was that the ethnic protagonist, Mei, who was a Mandarin Chinese girl, was equally appealing to children of all backgrounds. And in terms of teaching an old dog new tricks, we expected the children to improve on measures of health and linguistic knowledge. We weren't so sure about the parents. And the parents did very well, especially in the linguistic aspects. And the parents on, during focus group discussions, consistently asked us for more information. They wanted more vocabulary words, longer phrases. So they were very interested in learning. Everybody loved the song. And we also learned that certain concepts animated better than others, and that's something that we're going to, a lesson learned to carry forward. Things like flossing didn't really translate that well to animation. So why doesn't everyone make an animated television program? Well, there are a number of obstacles that need to be overcome, specifically cost. It's extremely cost prohibitive. It's a very labor-intensive process that takes a long time to execute. And in terms of finding distribution, you need to really, search for available channels to distribute your your product. And as well, the changing media landscape with all the new technologies, who knows, you know, where TV is going to be in a few years' time. But in conclusion, this animated format promises to be an effective tool in communicating health and linguistic knowledge to immigrant populations. The results persisted over at least a 2-week period, and although behavior wasn't tested specifically, there are implications for health promotion, health literacy, and disease prevention for a number of childhood health issues, specifically among linguistically isolated populations. In terms of food for thought, we've obtained phase 2 funding to develop a 6-episode series, and we're going to focus on nutrition and obesity prevention, pediatric obesity prevention, in English and Spanish for the Latino communities. And we're going to have an additional online component. This is just an image from our upcoming cartoon. So you see May has found some new friends and some new vegetable and fruit friends to play with. We're going to save the questions for the end, and I'm available afterwards to discuss. And if anyone's interested in research or distribution, come talk to me. Thank you.